Welcome to Spiritsherpa Minis, where we go deep on very small subjects. If you're looking for a full episode, those come out on Sundays. This is Minis.
Hi, it's Kelly Sparta again. So I want to talk to you about opening your heart today. Opening your heart is it's a challenging process for those of us who have been in environments where they weren't entirely loving, and where oftentimes our hearts would be used against us, that any vulnerability we showed, including receiving love, would be used as a weapon against us. And so I want to acknowledge before I start that this is a challenging process for a lot of people. And so, your mileage is going to vary on this, okay? So I'm not going to give you a complete detailed thing on how to de-armor your heart, because that's a whole process. We do that in the Mastering Spiritual Evolution program, which is our second program in our series. And it's much more complicated than I could do in a 3 to 5 minute video, but I'm going to give you the starting point, okay? Because opening your heart is about learning how to receive. So what I want to do is I'm going to give you an assignment for this process. And this is going to be a really short video because of it. Okay. But your assignment is very simple. I want you to receive love from strangers. Now, why do I want you to receive love from strangers? It's because strangers have zero impact on your life. And so there is no chance that you're going to trigger the, they're going to feel like if I receive it from them, I'm going to owe them something, or, right? All that stuff that comes with our baggage, right? But if you learn to receive love from strangers, then it will start the process of opening your heart for you. And so here's how you do that, okay? The stranger lets you out in traffic, you smile, you wave, you receive it as an act of love. The stranger smiles at you on the street, which I know is kind of hard to tell right now because of, face masks and COVID, whatever. But if you could see them smile, sometimes you'll see their eyes wrinkle, and that'll tell you that they're actually smiling. If you can see them smile, then receive it as an act of love. If a stranger holds a door open for you, receive it as a gift of love. If they move out of the way for you on the sidewalk, receive it as a gift of love. It is, right? It is a gift of love. It's very simple. We just don't think of it that way. And in many cases for us, we've limited our willingness to receive love to a very small group of people. And that limits your view of the world. So I'm going to encourage you to stretch your idea of what love looks like. And that way you can begin to receive love in a variety of places. Okay. And that's it for this week. Like, subscribe, and rate. Don't forget to join the mailing list so that you get told about the book when it comes out, which will probably be by the time this video airs. I'm recording it earlier. So the book is The Overachiever's Guide to Nailing Your Spiritual Growth. Don't miss it. It's going to be awesome. And for $5, it's a steal of a deal. There's so much content. Oh my God, so much content. It is the roadmap, the curriculum for spiritual growth, which you will not find anywhere else, because I had to freaking write it myself, because I had to find it. It took me 45 years to figure it out. Okay. So like, subscribe, rate, subscribe to the mailing list, which you can do on the homepage of my website, bottom of the page, or you can get the Boundaries for Empaths free download, and that'll put you on the list too. Okay. Have a good one. We'll see you next time.
This has been Spiritsherpa Minis, a production of Kelly Sparta Enterprises. Copyright 2021. All rights reserved.
Are you waking up to the spiritual world and realizing that you have no idea what you're doing, but you feel like you kind of probably should, especially since you seem to be seeing things and feeling things and having things see you that maybe aren't so great, and that you might want to actually control your experience of that? Well, I have great news for you, because our Welcome to the Woo program does just that for you. It teaches you how to hold your energy field, manage your energy field, clear your energy field, protect your energy field, and learn how to protect your space. And you learn how to do basic divination and talk to your guides, so that you feel like you actually have a clue and have a way to talk to the guides that will help you to figure everything else out. And it teaches you how to make sure that you feel mentally, emotionally, and energetically safe. That means that we also deal with things like fear and anxiety and worry and dread and self-doubt and inner and outer judgments. And we help you build a foundation of self-support and courage. All of these things together create a solid sense of safety in your own life. They will reduce your stress levels in half, guaranteed. So visit the website at kellysparta.com and find out more about the Welcome to the Woo program. Your future awaits.